Welcome to a brand new chapter, a brand new phase, and of course, a brand new episode. Happy, happy New Year, beautiful people. Hello. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Unraveling with Risa. It's your host reporting live from my corner. I don't know if you can tell, but I probably just woke up like not too long ago. And I'm just at that point where I'm not going to like postpone to be fully up or getting in tune with how the day is going, whatever. I'm just going to focus on doing what I can when I can, because I figured that that's more productive and that just helps me rather than postponing and never really get into it, if that makes any sense. But yeah, that's why I'm gonna sound a little raspy, so bear with me, folks. Bear with me. But hi, how have you guys been? How has your week been? You know, how was your day? How's the month going? How's the year going? Whatever time you listen to this, how far shall I? I hope you're okay. I hope you're doing well. I hope everything is going fine. Guys. So I always keep it a buck with you guys, so I'm just going to be very honest about just what's going on and all of that stuff. I don't really have a topic for today, by the way, and like I said, I'm trying to keep it a buck, so I'm not going to lie about having a topic or just bring up a topic, because I just figured that when I'm just authentically me and I'm not trying to make sure that there's a topic for the week, and I'm letting everything be natural, it's just better to, it just flows better. I get even more listens. So I've decided to stick to what works authentically and organically for me. And I think that's the best anyway. So guys, I've just been working and trying to get my life in order. I feel like a lot of things have been, for me have been very peaceful. And I say peaceful because I'm not worried. I may not be happy about certain situations, but I'm not worried. I'm at peace with it. You know, I'm not elated that it's the way it is, but I'm at peace. I don't know if that makes sense. And I'm so thankful because this peace that I have, I honestly hope that it stays forever. I've been praying to God to just keep it like this, because I know myself. I know when there have been situations and I'll be very, very worried. I'll have heart palpitations. I would be very, very troubled. My heart will just be beating. I would not be myself. I would be so under a lot of pressure. I would not be okay. I'll be thinking about it 24/7. But like with everything going on right now, I may not be the happiest about it, but I'm at peace with it, if that makes any sense. And I think that's such a blessing, because I don't think that that's something I've had in a long time, being at peace with certain situations. But everything going on right now, not to go into too many details, I'm at peace with it. I may not be the happiest, but I'm at peace with it. And I think God is working with me, on me, and in me, just because I just feel his hands all over this entire situation. I just feel like he's just known like everything I've been through the past couple months, like before now, have been a bit hectic, especially like, you know, on my emotional health and just my day to day. And it's like, it's easy to mask whatever it is that you're going through and be like, you know what, this is okay. Or let me act like it's okay. Let me just get ahead. You feel me? But I feel like God has just really seen me. I haven't even really said anything. I've prayed, obviously, but I haven't really like taken anything to him. I've just kind of like just allowed everything to play out. And God has just been there for me, if that makes any sense. God has just been there for me And just, I just feel his hands around me and love, you know, and the peace. This peace, I don't think this is man-made at all. This is something that's divine, and I'm thankful for it. But that's where I'm at right now, guys. But obviously, like, every day I feel like we all strive to be better, and we all strive to just do better and just be at a place where we're thankful for how our life is going and how everything is working out. And I'm honestly very, very, very pleased to be able to be at where I'm at. You know, there's really no too much talk for that. It's just like, I just want to let you guys know. I don't know if anybody listening to this has ever been at that place where, more, you just find peace, even if things going on, you're not like the most elated, like I said, or excited, but you're at peace with it. And I think that's just me right now. I'm at peace. I'm at peace, and I'm thankful that I am at peace. Okay, all right. So lots of things have been going on the internet that I've been seeing, and to be honest, I'm really, these days, I'm really not someone that focuses on the internet. So, for example, I can be on Twitter and I'm just scrolling and I'm not really taking in what's going on. Or I can be on Instagram and I'm just scrolling. I'm not really taking in what's going on. Like, I'm just, like, there to, kind of, like, pass time or just maybe like certain things or save certain things that I think make a lot of sense or apply to me. And obviously, like, send funny videos and memes to my sister and a few of my loved ones. That is how we bond on the internet. And I think that's really nice because I get some videos that I may be having the worst day and I just start laughing out loud. That's what those videos do for me. But I'm thankful that I have that or I can do that. But a lot of things have been happening on the internet. And one that really stood out to me was this whole Twitter space. If you don't know what Twitter space is, Twitter space is pretty much like, I don't want to say Instagram Live, but it's pretty much like Clubhouse. If you know about Clubhouse, it's where people start a room pretty much, and you can hear them, you can't see them. Obviously, you can see their profile pictures, and you know who's talking, because it says like speaker when someone is talking and all of that stuff. And then someone starts the room, who's the host, and then, you know, makes certain people speakers and stuff, and then you can talk, and there's a topic, and everyone is just pitching in whatever, like, obviously, to, like, you know, raise their hands to speak, and they're allowed to speak, and they pitch in on whatever the topic is. And so I believe I was at work. I was about to go home in a few hours when my friend sent me like a Twitter space in my, like, my DMs, and I was confused. I was like, okay, like, I was confused because of the topic. Now I don't remember the topic, but it was just very confusing. But then again, I just like, okay, let me just try. And I clicked on it. I was having a little bit of downtime at work at this time. I clicked on it and I started listening to it. Anyway, the whole shebang was just this group created by certain people. The host was Mel, and then one of the speakers, his name was Tariq, and he pretty much was saying, how does immigration benefit foundational Black Americans? First of all, this is the first time I'm hearing anything like foundational Black Americans. So I was taken aback. I was like, what is this guy talking about? But anyway, a lot of Nigerians tuned in and a lot of Africans tuned in, but a lot of Nigerians spoke. And he was pretty much spewing a lot of hate and lots of bitterness, a lot of anger. In my head, I'm just like, what is the problem here, right? And he was just saying a lot of things like, oh, that it's not easy for a foundational Black Americans to get dual citizenship in African countries, but then it's so easy for Africans to come over to America and have a life and go to school and live better. He also said, oh, that foundational Black Americans stayed and fought for justice, stayed and fought for equality, stayed and made it easy for Africans to be able to come into America, that they didn't run away from their country. And so a lot of Nigerians were raising their hands to speak. And then he kept asking them, oh, why did you leave your country? Because he would say, oh, where do you live? And someone, for example, would be like, oh, I live in Texas, or I live in Florida, I live in LA. And he'd be like, oh, why did you stay back there to fight? Why are you here? There's a lot of tribalism there. You should be tackling things in your country first before you say you want to leave your country and come to somewhere else. And then we're not benefiting anything from you guys being in our country and all of that shebang. And in my head, I'm just like, oh wait, hold on a minute. In the beginning, I really didn't understand what he was on about. And he would also say things here and there like, oh, I love, he'd be like, family. I'd be like, oh, brothers and sisters. And he'd also be like, my family, like my family, my brothers and sisters. That's how he would address everyone listening. But everyone that wanted to speak, once they were not saying something he agreed with or a different opinion than what he had, he pretty much shut them up and took them off the space, or like send them back to the audience where they couldn't speak. He would mute their microphone, tell them to keep quiet. He would say that's nonsense. And in my head, I'm like, this is a lot of bullying. Like, this is not cool whatsoever. Like, how is it that somebody is trying to speak, and just because you don't agree with them, you're going to shut them off, mute them, and pretty much disregard them? Like, he was saying a lot of condescending things. He was, you know, somebody would say something and he's like, yeah, that's enough. I can smell the oxtail from over the phone. I'm like, wait, hold on. How are you going to be so condescending, rude, and so mean, and you're being such a bully on the internet, and you're still saying things like family, brother and sister? In my head, I'm like, you need to stop saying that. If you started or created the space to just express how angry you are that, you know, a lot of Africans are in America, then fine. But don't say that, oh, you care, or you're happy, or that you worked and built, you know, the atmosphere where it was possible for us to obviously come to America, and then you're angry. Like, why are you angry? He's like, oh, how does it benefit them? And in my head, I'm like, first of all, the country is called United States of America for a reason. That is number one. Number two, what is the issue, you know? And then somebody asks him, is like, no, is the anger that we're taking your jobs, or like, what is it, you know? Because we're not really getting the, like, what exactly is your anger? You know, and he was like, oh, nobody has answered the question. How does it benefit Black Foundation America? First of all, I never knew anything called Black Foundation Americans. This guy was just really talking. And here and there, he would pitch in saying, buy my book. And in my head, I'm like, nobody's buying your book. That's one. And then he went on to say, oh, he has some of his best friends in Nigeria. Honey, you sound so hateful, so bitter. I don't understand how you can say that you love and you care for these people, but you sound so angry that they even exist in the first place, right? And like I said, he wasn't letting anybody talk. He was being so condescending. And, you know, from people wanting to even, like, see reasons with him and just explain certain things to him, it turned out to people just calling in to insult him and just be mean and rude and just, you know, clear him off and just telling things like, Oreo, Dario, stuff like that. And I believe that that was something that he deserved, because he had been so condescending from the beginning. And all I just wanted to say about this whole thing was that he's speaking from a place of privilege, in the sense that now I understand that America in general, when you go back in history, Blacks had to fight their way through. You know, they were not allowed to sit at the front of the bus. They were, you know, they were racially profiled. They were killed. They were disregarded. They were called pigs. They were, you know, they were insulted. They were never seen as the average white man or the average white woman. And a lot of things were different, the way they were supposed to be seen in the social and the public. Everything was different. And you could see how, like, a lot of people fought for equality, and how, like, now is so much better than years and years ago. From, like, he was saying something like 500 years ago in the first place. I was like, first of all, you were not even alive 500 years ago, so just shut the fuck up in the first place. But then again, it's like, he's speaking from a place of privilege to an extent, because yes, I get it that Blacks fought and everything is totally different now, and we have such a better system, and it's easier for people to come here and have a better life and all of that good stuff. But has he been to Nigeria? Does he know how the country reeks of corruption and how the people in their own country don't have a say to an extent? Did he not know about NSARS and about how people protested and ended up getting killed, beaten, arrested? Like, I was lost. I was like, is this guy for real right now? I felt like he was speaking from a place of privilege, because I was like, you're telling people to build, stay back and build the country. But guess what? People have been trying to build Nigeria for years and years and years. My father's generation, my father's father's generation, my father's father's generation. And things have only gotten worse, right? And corruption keeps becoming the order of the day, right? So you're saying that people should not want better for their children because they're trying to build a country. Like, I just didn't understand the how much folly he was reeking with. Because it's like, my family, my children, my generation, I want the best for them. So if sending them to another country where they can get a better life, get quality education, get best of healthcare, and then can come back to Nigeria if they want, but then have a better life because they've gone elsewhere to acquire things that Nigeria cannot offer them, why will I not do that? Why will I tell them to stay in Nigeria and fight for Nigeria and make Nigeria better? I was like, you're speaking from a place of privilege. There are this system, and the system is different in America compared to, I live in America and I'm a Nigerian. I was born here, great, but I live in America and I'm a Nigerian. I know the American system is way different than the system in Nigeria. Has he gone to places in Nigeria where people are living in abject poverty, where people can't feed, where people don't have basic amenities, food, water, light, housing, proper housing, healthcare, zero? In America, you don't find... There are places where, yes, there's abject poverty and stuff like that. But the average American still gets help from the government if they can't do anything. It's called disability. It's called food stamp. It's called Section 8. It's called help from the government because they can't help themselves. And I'm like, you're going to sit down there and expect people who don't have the basic amenities, like, even if they're suffering, the government will not give them a dime to help them. You expect them to stay in that country. How stupid can you be? It wasn't really making any sense to me. And he wants to come off, he has done his research, he's a historian, journalist, whatever the hell he is. And in my head, I'm like, have you done the history and have you done your thorough process and have you gone to go and research on Nigeria? Have you seen how things work there? Like, he needs to visit. So that he can actually, like, he should become a Nigerian. Or just go to any African country and be there and see how life works. And maybe his orientation will be changed. Because in my head, I'm like, this guy is so dumb to a lot of things. He's so blinded. He's speaking from such a comfortable place. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. Right? But that whole conversation riled a lot of people up. It obviously just brought back a lot of frustration. People were sad. People were like feeling bad that we were being so disrespected, because first of all, we're coming from a country that's really not functional. It's like the rich keeps getting richer and the rest of the masses like, go to hell. We don't really care what goes on with you. And that... It struck a nerve, but then I left this space because it was just upsetting me. And in my head, I'm like, this is not why I should be pouring my time and my effort into. I don't need to be doing any of this. Like, this is not something that I should listen to for my mental health and just for, like, I don't know, for my thought process. Like, it's really not good. So I left the live, the space rather. And it ended, you know, afterwards or whatever. And, you know, it became a thing. People talked about it for a little bit on TL. And I guess right now we have moved on as Nigerians. That's what we do. We address things, we do what we can, and we move on. But Tariq has really, really stepped on toes. He's not welcome as far as I know, he's not welcome in Nigeria, sha. And anything he sees, he gets. Anything he sees, he takes like that, he gets. So I don't know what he was thinking, but it just seemed like he had an agenda. And I feel like he achieved what he wanted to do. He really, 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 really got a lot of people feeling very, 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 very terrible. The topic, the things he was doing, how he was talking, everything was just really annoying. And in my head, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why is this even happening? But yeah, that happened. And one of the things on the internet. There's just been other few things, you know, a couple few things that I've seen that I'm trying to remember now, but I don't really take mental notes of all these things. This one is because I was actively listening and I was just actively there. That's why, like, I can't even speak about it. But, like, a lot of things I don't really, I'm just like, yeah, cool, okay. You know, next, you know, I'm not really bothered about it and I just move on. I wanted to address something. You know, I told you guys, first episode, Happy New Year from a gorgeous, gorgeous babe. I'm such a gorgeous, gorgeous, the classiest babe, okay? But you see lashes, like, excuse me, I don't mean fake lashes, like, you know, I don't mean fake lashes, like the ones you can just put on when you're doing your makeup and go about your day. I mean, I literally mean those ones that they help you fix. So strip lashes, I think that's what they're called, but they're done by a professional. I don't know how girls do it, but you see me, I don't know if it's my OCD or just how I am. I can't take a shower and not wash my full face. Like, I've gotten my lashes done before by a professional. First of all, the process is not one that I like. It's very long. I just feel like very invasive. Like, why is there stuff going on my eye like that? Like, I don't know. I'm just very touchy. But I got my lashes done and they said I couldn't wash my face. I had to wipe my face. And I was like, my face will not be feeling clean. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how people do it. My face will not be feeling clean. Like, no jokes. So the second time that I did it, I had to get goggles. So guess what? I'll put on the goggle when I want to take a shower. Goggle. I don't know what it's called. Goggles. The one that you used to swim. So I put on the goggles and I would literally take a shower, obviously with my bonnet, take a shower, wash my entire face, except my eyes, obviously, and the goggles would protect my eyes, protect water from going into my eyes. And I would do all of that. And then when I got out the shower, I would take off the goggles and I would wipe around my eyes with like a washcloth with like water. I just wipe it thoroughly. It would take me a long time because I would be so careful not to obviously mess up the lashes. But I would be intense with it because if not, I would feel like it was dirty. I would probably itch throughout the day. I'm just like that. And when I realized how long it was taking me to do all of that, with the schedule that I have, with the life that I have, I was like, nope, this ain't gonna work. You know, but lashes make you look cute, you know, even when you don't have makeup. And your lashes are done, your brows are done, and your hair is sleeked. You look like a pretty babe with or without makeup. You look tantalizing. Chef's kiss. But this gorgeous, gorgeous babe, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. But you see lashes, they're really like really, really not my thing-ish in the sense that why should I not be washing my entire face? I don't know how babes do it. But you see me, girl, I'm sitting this one out. Okay, I will sit this one out because it just seems like so much of a process and it's really not my thing if I'm being honest, you know. But that's another thing, and I'm just like, I had to mention that because big ups to all the girls that do it. Hey, y'all doing the damn thing. I don't know how you guys can wash your face, but me, I don't know. Maybe I could do it and have it for a week, 2 weeks. I'm done. Like, for me to keep getting it refilled and just having it on a month, like forever, is not going to cut it for me. I don't know if I'll ever get to that point, but I'm just like expressing that that's something that's been on my mind. I'm like, I don't know how people do it. I see a lot of people with it and I admire it. It looks so cute. But you see, me, I'm going to sit it out. Maybe if I have to go for like a wedding or like an event or something, and or maybe holiday. If I have to go for a holiday and I'm going to be there for a week, whatever, maybe I could get it. But once I'm back, I really know myself. I'm going to want to take it out because it's just too much. I feel like it's too much stress and it's not my thing. But hey, that's another thing. And yeah, that's something I wanted to point out. So basically, guys, I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know what's funny, but again, I've seen a lot of people do this whole, oh, in 2022, we're not, in 2022, we're not, in 2022, can you chill? This new year, new me thing, is it really real? Like, I feel like people just put a lot of pressure on themselves, and I don't see the point. I don't get why. Why are you doing that? I feel like you need to just take life one day at a time as it comes. There's no need to overdo anything. There's no need to rush anything. There's no need to not do anything. I feel like you just need to, like, chill. You need to relax. You need to just take everything in, and you need to just be yourself. Organically, authentically, just be yourself. And obviously, like, it's obviously okay to have goals in place and things that you want to do and back them up with your actions and be disciplined about them. But this whole new year, new me thing, I think people need to chill on that. I'm not feeling it. I feel like it's just giving too much of what's not supposed to give. You're just doing the most. Relax, chill. Someone sent me a DM on Twitter and asked me a question and said, I think the question was, the person said, oh, he wanted my opinion on this. And the question was, you know, how do you really think you can handle it if God gives you like every single thing that you've prayed for, you've always wanted, like every single thing, I mean like every single thing, like, you know, the financial freedom you've always wanted, everything in terms of materialism, you know, mental health, physical well-being, like your health is perfect, family is great, you have the nice cars that you want, you're living in your dream home, in your, at your dream location, you have investments, you know, you are doing the damn thing, you are doing everything you've always wanted to do, your account is bubbling, you don't feel when you pay for anything, you know, you're doing extremely well. Like, are you sure you're going to be able to handle everything that that comes with? Like, are you sure you're going to be fine? Are you sure you're going to be able to handle everything? Well, are you sure you're not going to become a proud person? Are you sure you're not going to lose friends? Are you sure you're not going to become arrogant? Like, so the person asked me, and I was like, there's really not much to say. I feel like not everybody's going to be able to handle it, and that's just the truth. I feel like if you hear any sound, they are removing snow. It's snowing. It's been snowing since last night, and we're snowing. We're supposed to, they said they predicted like a blizzard, a storm in Jersey. So it's snowing, and if you hear anything, that's just what it is. They're taking off snow. So apologies. But yeah, I'm really, really close to the window because this is my spot. But yeah, they're removing snow. So if you hear anything, that's what it is. Apologies, guys. But back to what I was saying. What was I saying? Interesting. Yeah. Will you be able to handle all of those things? And my response was, some people will be able to, while some people won't be able to. And the truth about that is, the truth about that is, the people who can't handle it need to pray for the grace to be able to handle it. A lot of the people who can handle it just need to be thankful, because it's really rare to get blessed to everything. I always say you can't have it all, and I feel like that's just how life is. I feel like Nobody has it all. Not even in a bad way, but it may just be something minuscule that's lacking, but that's something you've always wanted, but you don't have that, or you can't have that. And I feel like God is an amazing person, an amazing father. And I feel like he blesses his own, and he's always coming through. But, you know, I've just heard people like, I've seen people who are like wealthy, doing well in their business, doing immensely well, they are doing very well, and you know, money is no problem, their health is fine, life is going well and, you know, they don't like how their body looks. And I know you say that can get changed, that can get fixed, but it's like they wish that they had it naturally. So it's like, oh, they don't like that their boobs are not as perky. They don't like that their bum is not as nice. They don't like that they don't have a curvy shape. You know, they don't like the dentition. That can be changed as well. They don't like their hair growth, or they don't like how hairy they are, or they don't like the way that their feet is large or long or whatever, or they don't like how their complexion, like, there's so many things, right? And in my head, I'm just thinking, wow, you really can't have it all. You really can't have it all. Like, we want to be thankful and hopefully pray that we have the things that we need, things that are necessities, like things that or your day-to-day you will need for those things to be intact. I want to pray that we have those. But there are certain things that you can't have. I just feel like certain things sometimes you won't have, you know, sometimes you'll have. I believe that you can't have it all. But then again, if God is going to do that and give you everything, I feel like you need to be super thankful and just be grateful, because a lot of people don't even have anything to begin with, you know. So apart from life, obviously, and some people don't even have that. And I mean that because some people are alive, but they're not. They're struggling with one terminal disease or the other. And they just wish that, you know, it would be called a day and they would just go, because they're not living even if they're alive, if that makes any sense. So heart of gratitude, heart of being thankful is something that I've cultivated over the years. And I feel like a lot of people need to do that more often. But that question was just like an awakening for me that, wow, like, it's crazy how we never really think about, you know, if I really get all these things I'm asking for right now, if I really do get them, how is my life going to change? How is it going to change how I am, how I speak, people I interact with, you know, how am I going to become? Am I going to become a better human being? Am I going to be worse? Or how will I be handling everything? Will I mishandle the things given to me on a platter of gold? Like, what am I going to do? And that was just something that I thought to share with you guys. You know, you guys may want to think about that job position, that house, that car, you know, financial freedom, financial independence, not being able to worry about anything whatsoever. How is that going to change the person that you are? Who is that going to make you become? You know, what is that going to do to you, like, to your circle, to your family, to your daily life? Like, it's something to think about. Don't think too deep into it anyway, because I think, no, this season is a season where I'm trying not to overthink anything. I just go with the flow, to be honest, and I just let things play out, and I'm just thankful for that. Like I said, I'm not happy about certain situations, but I'm at peace with where I'm at. And I feel like we've come to the end of the episode. I really don't have anything else to say. But I'm happy that I can do this where I am just organically and authentically myself, and that you guys are listening. So thank you guys so much for listening. I don't think I want to put anybody on a schedule, because I feel like when I put you guys on a schedule, I've always, like, not, you know, but I'm working on that. But with the way things are going right now, you get an episode every week by the grace of God. But I'm trying to be more authentic in actually delivering the episode and not the timeline. And, you know, Apple Music, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Breaker, on Google Podcasts, everywhere that you listen to your podcast. On Amazon, I told you we're now on Amazon, so you can listen to me on Amazon. You guys should set your alarm. No, you guys should set your notification to be reminded whenever I drop a new episode, so you can obviously tune in and listen, and obviously listen to this gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous babe. Thank you so much, guys. I really do appreciate your support. It means the world to me. I'm thankful. I'm honored. I'm doing this myself. I don't have no manager, no nothing. I'm by myself right now. I had a personal assistant helping me, but right now she's dealing with things, her personal life, and I really, 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 really just told her to chill off and just call off and just be by herself and just deal with what she has to deal with. So she's not working right now with me, for me, and I'm doing everything myself. So thank you guys so much for your continued support. Thank you for every tune in. Thank you for every share. Thank you for every play. I really do appreciate y'all. I want you guys to know that I do not take for granted whatsoever. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month, an amazing year. And until next time, guys, don't forget that you're the best of the best of the best that there always will be. Remain amazing. Stay beautiful. Love you guys so much. Bye, guys.